As a record number of Arkansans continue to be hospitalized because of COVID-19, medical facilities are doing their best to care for them. One course of treatment is the use of convalescent plasma, which may contain antibodies that may help patients fight the virus. In an effort to have a sufficient supply of plasma as cases continue to surge, Mercy has started proactively reaching out to patients to ask them to consider becoming plasma donors. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently spoke with Joanne Levy, Vice President of Mercy Research, to learn more about the initiative and how collecting and administering convalescent plasma has changed throughout the pandemic.
Convalescent plasma actually has a long history of being used with certain viruses, and particularly with certain coronaviruses. So fairly early on as COVID started, there was a move to look at convalescent plasma as a potential treatment for COVID-19 virus. And so the FDA very early on authorized an emergency individual program that allowed you to register patients with the FDA directly and then be able to use convalescent plasma. As that progressed, they then shifted to a national protocol that was called an expanded access program, where essentially sort of the same requirements were in place. You had to register as a facility, you had to register patients, and each patient had to be individually consented and data submitted on the use of convalescent plasma. And the FDA was running that program using Mayo as the sort of point of contact. As that progressed, Mayo had somewhere in the neighborhood of, I think, 70 to 80,000 patients who received transfusions of convalescent plasma under that program. Based on the results of that, then the FDA issued what is currently in place, which is an emergency use authorization. And that removed some of the requirements. So we no longer have to register patients. We no longer have to individually consent patients. But what happens instead is that the patients and caregivers receive a patient fact sheet that informs them of the fact that convalescent plasma is still an experimental treatment, that we are still, unfortunately, not certain of its benefits and its risk, although the thinking is that it delivers some benefits with minimal risk, and sort of informs them of that situation. And so there are still several research studies going on across the country, but for the most part, convalescent plasma today is being given pursuant to this emergency use authorization. So that's kind of the structure. The thinking is that convalescent plasma is valuable because of the antibodies that the patient who's recovered from COVID develops in their blood. So the whole concept behind using convalescent plasma with other viruses is similar, that you can take the antibodies in the blood of someone who's recovered, transfuse them into the body of someone who's still struggling to fight the disease, offer them those antibodies, and either those antibodies or a triggered antibody development occurs in the body of the recipient patient. And then they're able to fight off the virus or aided in their fight against the virus. So that's the concept behind it. Again, it remains to be seen whether that is proven out.
Absolutely. So what prompted Mercy to proactively seek out these donors now? And how are you doing that? How are you reaching out to people who could potentially donate this plasma?
So Mercy was actually one of the health systems across the country who moved very quickly. So back in the March and April timeframe, we began developing a convalescent program within Mercy in compliance with the FDA requirements. And so it has changed and it will continue to change as needed. But we pretty quickly were able to solicit donors. We were amongst the patients who we knew had tested positive for COVID-19 at Mercy. So armed with a list of people who had tested positive and the required wait time, because you can't donate immediately, you have to wait 14 to 28 days after your last symptoms, we were able to start calling people who were interested to find out if they were interested in donating plasma. We also had a lot of people reach out to us. They read about the donations that we were receiving. They read about some of the early transfusions, and they reached out to us through our Mercy Research website and asked if they could potentially help fight COVID by trying to help patients who were struggling in their to beat the virus. So we've been doing that. And then what has happened most recently is that as the case numbers have increased, the number of people who are hospitalized, which is where you would today receive convalescent plasma, would be in the hospital. And as the inventory of available convalescent plasma got tighter, so you have cases and hospitalizations going up, and therefore the demand has increased for the transfusions, the inventory has been dropping. So we decided to look into using one of our tools, which is called My Mercy, which is an online portal for our patients to register and get access to their to their medical records online. And we have developed a way that we can sort of push out a questionnaire to patients who appear to qualify and ask them, are you interested in donating plasma? And if they say yes, then they get a very simple 5-question survey asking questions like, what is the date of your last symptoms? Because that allows us to know when they might qualify as a donor. And so we've done this in an effort to raise awareness, in an effort to target people who may be interested in donating, and then hopefully increase our donor supply and our inventory of plasma. When they actually get scheduled for a donation, they go through some additional screening that asks them the usual questions for donating blood products. So you still have to qualify as a blood donor in addition to plasma.
Once I qualify, how would I set up donating? Would I do that through Mercy? Would I do that through my local blood donation organization?
So if it both will work. So it depends on how it happens. So let's say that we push out a questionnaire to you. You're a Mercy patient. You have a My Mercy account, you say that you're interested, you answer our survey, then someone from Mercy Research will be back in touch with you or from our own donor center, which we operate in St. Louis, to ask if you would like to be scheduled for the additional screening and for an actual donation. Alternatively, if you're located in Springfield or Oklahoma City, one of our central or west region locations, we will actually refer you to one of our blood bank partners. And we have relationships in those communities with certain blood banks. And so we've got a process for referring patients to those locations. On the other hand, if you hear about the possibility of convalescent plasma and want to help and want to go to the Red Cross instead or to a different blood bank, that is also an option that is just fine. We are just supporting the concept of having more plasma so that if and when it's requested for transfusion, inventory exists.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That was Joanne Levy, Vice President of Mercy Research, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. Mercy patients who do not have a My Mercy account can email mercyresearchinfo@mercy.net. For more information, River Valley patients who have received a positive COVID-19 test from a healthcare provider other than Mercy can contact the Arkansas Blood Institute about donating. In Northwest Arkansas, patients can contact the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks.